On today's episode, we are sharing our best strategies for getting those hard-to-get dining reservations at Walt Disney World. It is such a thrill when you're able to get all of the dining that you want. This is episode 164 of Simplifying the Magic.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Simplifying the Magic. My name's Megan, and I'm here with Jess.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We are so happy to be back in our little studios. Just before we got on, I'm like, Jess, I feel like we haven't done this in a minute.
I know. Well, I mean, you've been traveling. We've had craziness. It's just been crazy. So your trip sounded amazing. I absolutely love listening to it. It's kind of the fun part about when we do lives when we're not together that we can kind of catch up on each other's like vacations in this way. It's super fun.
Totally. It was really, really, really a great trip. I'm still riding the high from the vacation. So
I love
that's
it.
always good.
I think my favorite thing was seeing you so happy with that sloth and seeing how much it adored you. It was like the happiest thing I've ever seen.
That was definitely a highlight. Like it, I mean, as I knew it would be, like I said before, that was like almost the reason we chose this ship and this
Yeah.
itinerary was to get that sloth hold. So
I love it.
I
So
highly
awesome.
recommend. Still kind of wrapping my head around it all, hoping to put it in like a neat little package to maybe share in a future episode, whether it's just like my takeaways or Disney versus
Yeah.
Royal Caribbean. So maybe stay tuned for that in the next week or two, but
I would love that. I think because I would love to hear more about it, to be perfectly honest, because I haven't traveled on Royal Caribbean myself yet. And I do think it's something that my family would enjoy. So I would love to personally hear more about it. So we should
well, I
definitely
think
do that.
you have the experience of, you know, Virgin Voyages. And up until this point, the only experience I had cruising was with Disney. And I guess in my head, it was like, well, I'm cruising because it's Disney Cruise Line, you know, like it's about the
Right,
Disney
right.
factor. And I feel like with this trip, it met a lot of the things that the Disney trip did, but it also made me realize, like, I appreciate cruise life, you know, like it made me sort of
Yes.
get it. Like, I get why people love this. And
Yeah.
that was a different takeaway from this vacation. So,
Yeah, that's awesome. It made me excited for our cruise,
right?
even though it is a Disney, and which also because it's a Disney, I am excited for the whole family to experience that. But, you know, I still have some time for that particular
It'll be here
vacation.
before you know
So.
it. But yeah, it's just something about being on. Surrounded by open water and like, you know,
Yeah.
visiting all these different places every day. Like it's a pretty cool thing. So
It is really amazing. Much different than the trip that I will be attending this particular week.
hey, a getaway is a getaway, no matter what. So
It
yes, you
is
are
true.
taking off tomorrow, right?
Yes. Yeah. So by the time that this airs, it'll be our first full day. We're just going back to Sebring, Florida. You know, for those of you that have listened before, you know what that is. And for those of you that haven't, it's a teeny, well, actually it's not a tiny, it's a town in Florida that, is kind of in the middle of nowhere. So, but you know, that's where my in-laws are. So that's where we go. And we'll also be going to Sarasota to see, my parents are going to meet us there for a night, so that'll be fun too. But you know, just family time really is all this trip is about, and so
Sounds great.
yeah,
How's the
should be nice.
forecast?
It actually looks really nice at the
Good.
moment, or at least it did as of this morning when I checked. I think it's going to be in like the mid 80s the whole time, and like at least partly to mostly sunny. So I'm so happy because every time I go to Florida lately, it's just rained, and I'm so.
You've had a streak of bad luck, though it was
I'm like,
the
I
winter,
swear.
but
Yeah, I was like, I swear, if it rains this trip, I'm gonna lose my mind.
good. You
So
deserve a beautiful
it
weather
looks
week.
good. You know, and especially because we do that car race that we do, and we're there for like 12 hours. It's nice that it won't be raining that entire
For
time.
sure.
So, and the boys are actually like very excited about all of that this year. So, as they get older, I think they appreciate it more. It's not just like boring to them anymore. So that'll be fun.
Yeah,
We're
sounds
looking forward
great.
to it.
Well,
Yeah.
enjoy your time away.
Thanks. We will.
So
All right. Shall we dive in here?
we're gonna put our Disney hats back on this week. So, we thought we would talk all about getting those hard to get dining reservations.
Yeah.
This is sort of on wind of some new Disney dining reservation news, which we'll kind of incorporate in here. But that can be a huge part of a Disney vacation is where you're going to eat. And some people shape their trip around that. So we thought it would be really helpful.
Guilty of doing that.
Right. That's one of the first things I start fantasizing over. It's like, oh, well, we'll eat here and we'll go there. And
absolutely. 1000%.
So fun. Yeah. So we thought our listeners could benefit on some tips on how to go about picking your dining and then getting the reservations.
Yeah. So there's multiple different dining options at Disney, as we've obviously discussed before. But to just to recap, there is quick service dining, which is like a counter service where you go up to the counter and order your food and take it with you and go sit down somewhere. So no wait staff. There's snack carts, kind of like the spring roll cart in Magic Kingdom, or, you know, where you purchase popcorn, those types of things. Lounges like Nomad Lounge at Animal Kingdom, where you go and you get a seat and there are waiters, but it's not like a formal, like you don't need a reservation for those types of places. And it's typically just small snacks and drinks. And then there's those table service restaurants, which is kind of where we're focused on this particular episode. So it can be casual to fine dining, character dining, themed dining, in the parks, in the hotels, Disney Springs, kind of all over the place. But these are the ones that you're going to need those reservations for.
Absolutely. So really, if you are hoping to sit down at a table service restaurant, it is really important that you have some advanced reservations. Will Absolutely. There be something open that'll seat you? Sure. But it is few and far between. So yes. Planning ahead is going to be key to make sure you can experience what these places have to offer.
Absolutely. So yeah, so for those advanced dining reservations, or ADRs, as we all love to call them, it is really important to have them for those table service dining. Like Megan said, you can sometimes get them day of, but making them in advance is important. So you know, as you're planning your trip, you want to kind of decide where you're going to be on which days. And then that will help you plan, make a daily plan of where you want to, where you will be to choose a restaurant to eat at. So like, if you're going to be at Magic Kingdom, then you'll probably be eating at Magic Kingdom or the Monorail Resorts, or, you know, or you have an off day, you might want to eat at Disney Springs, or you're going to be at Animal Kingdom. So maybe you want to eat at Animal Kingdom, or maybe even Animal Kingdom Lodge, since it's easier to get over there. So I think choosing a restaurant based on where you're going to be is like your most important thing to start with.
And I think that's generally the order of things that most Disney vacationers would go about. First, figure out your game plan, then fit in the dining rather than the opposite.
The other way around.
Right. But it's really helpful to look at all these restaurants ahead of time so that when your reservation window opens, you have a little bit of a game plan. There are zillions of restaurants and
so many.
They're wonderfully organized on Disney's website with menus and pictures, and you can really get excited about them by doing that. Disney Food Blog is an excellent source. You know, they have pictures of all the entrees and reviews. So that can be a really fun way to get some ideas, but you definitely want to be ready for when that reservation window opens up to you.
Yeah. And actually, if you're really looking for dining reviews, our agency owners, Dan and Leslie over at Addicted to the Mouse, their YouTube channel, they have very recently completed every single sit down restaurant and Disney property. So for the last, I think, is it 2 years that they've been doing this?
So.
Every Thursday, pretty much they've been going for a dining review. So they have literally every restaurant that you can go sit down at, including like Victoria and Albert's, like the really crazy five diamond place. So definitely go over there and check those out if you like want some more in-depth like dining reviews.
Yeah, that's perfect. There's no shortage of information out there to
no.
educate your decisions. So that dining window opens up 60 days in advance of your trip. So like I said, you want to be ready for that. Now, this is where you need to sort of pay attention based on where you're staying. So guests of Walt Disney World resorts get to make reservations for their entire trip up to 10 days on that 60-day mark, where guests that are staying offsite, they they have to do it each day. So it'd be 60 days ahead of each individual day that they're eating.
Right. And Disneyland is also very similar to how non-resort guests are. It's day by day. So even if you have a resort package and are staying on property at Disneyland, it doesn't matter. It's still 60 days in advance, day by day. So yeah, it can get a little confusing, but just make sure you know what your particular thing is, because it can be a little frustrating if you think you can do it for your entire trip, but then you have to get up every single day to do it. And why that's important is because reservations can be made online starting at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 60 days in advance. So super early, especially if you're not on the East Coast, super duper early, as Megan knows.
And I'm only an hour. I feel bad for those California people.
I know, me too. And then for Walt Disney World, you can do it at 7 a.m. on the phone if you can't, for some reason, get through via the website. But it's really, honestly, super important to do it right at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Right?
I know. That may sound silly to be like, are you kidding? We need to know the time of the day that the reservation's open. But Jess and I are making a living at doing that. So we can't even, I mean, we have automatic alarms on our phone for those days we have dining, and get up and do it, because they go quick. They go really quick.
There are some that are not available at that time.
Yeah.
It's just the way that it is. And yet, you know, like, it's like a game to try to make sure you do it as fast as humanly possible.
For sure. And I mean, a lot of this episode is going to be geared a little bit more towards Walt Disney World, because I do think their dining is a touch more competitive and plentiful than Disneyland. But Disneyland also does have some very competitive restaurants, and theirs opens at, I think, 9 a.m.
Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
Yeah. But so 6 a.m. Pacific, but it's a little wonkier than Disney World, and it doesn't always open at that time. So like,
check throughout the
keep
day.
Keep checking. It's nothing stresses you out more, guys. It's just the way that it is. So don't panic if Disneyland isn't open exactly at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So it may or may not be available yet.
Nothing confusing about that.
No, it's totally normal and fine.
Well, let's talk about how it works to make reservations.
Yeah. So if you are doing it online, you can download the My Disney Experience app and use that. Make sure you're logged in advance. And also you can do it via the My Disney Experience account on a web browser as well. I actually recommend having both open.
It doesn't hurt, especially if you have a lot to do, for sure. And when you're making those reservations, you can see all the available reservation time slots at a restaurant for the entire day. So you can select, oh, I'm looking for breakfast, I'm looking for lunch, I'm looking for dinner, or I'm looking for all day. And then it'll populate all of the options available for that select day.
Yep. And now, literally starting earlier this week, it launched on Monday, you can now search for a specific window of days. So let's say you really don't care if you go to Magic Kingdom Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, but you absolutely 100% want to get Cinderella's Royal Table. So you can search for any available times now on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. You just select all 3 days, and then it shows you all the available times. This is like a huge game changer, I think, because whether or not you're like this, there are people out there that it makes or breaks their vacation if they get a certain dining experience. And so to be able to see everything that's available for the entirety of your trip for that specific dining experience is kind of amazing. And that way you're not like clicking in and out and wasting time really trying to like see what's available. It's just, this is really, truly a game changer, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic change that they made. Once you get to that part, the next step is going to be selecting your party size. Actually, I think you would have already selected your party size to get your reservation windows. But then there'll be an opportunity to add any allergies. You do need to enter a credit card information, which if you don't already have that loaded into your account, that can take an extra minute. So just be sure to have that handy. With most of these reservations, it's not charging your credit card. It's just using that to secure it. But then you're done and it'll automatically populate right into your My Disney Experience plan. So it's really a yeah. piece of cake.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. So for there's some cancellation policies that you might want to be aware of with dining advanced dining reservations. With the exception of Cinderella's Royal Table, the credit card, like Megan was saying, is only used to hold the reservation and not actually charging your reservation. So it's just a credit card guarantee. The reason they do that is because you must cancel at least 2 hours in advance in order to not get a $10 charge per person for that reservation. So, you know, if you're going to a restaurant or you're planning to go to a restaurant, like let's say Tony's Town Square at Magic Kingdom, and you just decide you'd prefer to do, you know, quick service or you want to leave the park for some reason, just make sure you do it 2 hours ahead of time to cancel that reservation and not get charged. Cinderella's Royal Table will charge you the full amount at time of booking.
And Cinderella's Royal Table will charge you if you don't cancel within 24 hours. I was just verifying if it's 24 or 48. It's one of those two.
I'm actually not sure if it's 24 or 48, but it's definitely longer than 2 hours. So
yes,
double check that one. I think it's 24 hours though.
Here we go.
Megan's going to figure it out.
Yeah. So it's not 24 or 48 hours. It is the 2 hour policy like the other restaurants, but instead of just losing $10, you're losing the whole entire reservation. So it's going to be a hefty loss. So be sure to cancel those reservations.
Yes, absolutely. Especially Cinderella's Royal Table. That would not be awesome.
So let's talk about some of those reservations that are notoriously really hard to get. What's your number one, Jess?
Well, until recently, I think it was Popolino's, but my newest, most recent, hardest one, because I hadn't actually tried for it in a long time, is the Space 220 lounge specifically. Yeah. It used to be Space 220 in general, but now it's the lounge. That thing is a unicorn, guys. It was ridiculous. I have a client that's going for 6 park days. And I literally was able to get one reservation on his 6th day.
Unbelievable.
And if he had actually added that day the day before, because so if not, I wouldn't have even been able to get it for him. And I think that morning when I was able to make his reservations, there was maybe 3 slots available for the entire day.
Wow.
And you cannot make it for anything more than 2 people either. Like you can't do 3. It's like there was nothing for 3 for like an entire week.
Yeah.
It's like, so crazy.
I mean, I get it because the lounge is offering that cool ambiance of Space 220, but at a significantly lower and more flexible price point. So like I see why it's hard to get, but that's a tough one.
I was talking to John about this. I was thinking I feel like they would make so much bank if they like limited the lounge area to 45 minutes like they do with Oga's and just get more people up there because people are clamoring to get into this place. And if you made a limit, maybe I shouldn't have said that out loud, but like, I mean, I just feel like they make so much more money because they would get more people in there and make more people happy.
Yeah.
And you're going to spend at least, I mean, those drinks are $20,
right?
Pretty much. You're going to spend at least $20 for 45 minutes. So like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just an idea.
Yeah. I'm surprised, especially since they have that in place at Oga's. So why not? But oh, well,
anyway,
listen, Disney, do it. Along with Space 220, I would say Topolino's breakfast in particular is always a struggle.
Breakfast.
Ohana, particularly breakfast again with Stitch. Mm-hmm. I think that Storybook Dining is hard. They have such small hours that's just there for dinner. So that's a tricky one.
Yeah. Chef Mickey's can be, depending on like the week, I think it can be a little tricky. Sci-Fi Dine-In, definitely that can be tricky.
I think like Sci-Fi and Beaches and Cream, some of those have they don't have a lot of seating. Like they're a little bit more limited how you can configure. So they become hard to get for those reasons.
Yeah. And then Disney Springs, I think you wrote it, but homecoming is like, it can be really tricky.
Very
Like
hard.
that's definitely one of my favorite first ones I go to. And if someone wants that, because you know, it can go quick. I
I
mean, you can
haven't,
get one, but you can get it at like 10:45 at night, which
exactly,
nobody wants to do
exactly.
that. So
Yes. And it's been a while since I've been hunting this one, but I used to have trouble with T-Rex a little bit. Like that could be a popular one. It can,
it's
again, especially
ridiculous
if
how
you
hard
want
that one can be to
a
get.
dinner hour. Like it's like, oh, 9:30 p.m. is available. So, but
Yeah,
yeah,
there
any
used to be a
character.
workaround with that. You used to be able to call in to the actual restaurant. Alas, they don't allow that
Got rid of that
anymore.
one. But really, any character meal is going to be a little bit more competitive. So Cinderella's Royal Table, Be Our Guest, Acrisure, Chef Mickey, like you mentioned. Roundup Rodeo Barbecue is new, but I've been having pretty good luck with that. But you know,
Yeah, me
yeah.
too. It just, they're all challenging sometimes. There's some that are easier. Sometimes it's surprising which ones don't have availability. Like it's kind of hit or miss, but these are the ones that you like probably want to focus on first if you're planning to get any of these on your dining day.
Well, and we have some tips for you. So these are tips that Jess
Yes.
and I follow if we are your travel agent trying to get reservations for you, but you can follow along and utilize these as well. And I think the
Yes.
number one is be flexible. You know, popular travel times are obviously going to mean that it's more popular dining because it's more crowded. More people are fighting for those reservations. So keep in mind that maybe switching up your meal times a little bit will be helpful. If you don't need to eat lunch at noon and dinner at 6, you might have more options if you go a little earlier or later. And I actually love doing that because I don't want to eat 3 meals a day at Disney. It takes up too much time. So if I kind of shift my meal times to just have 2 meals, not only do I have a better opportunity to get those reservations, but it's enough food and it's not, we're not eating constantly. So.
Yeah, definitely. Also be prepared to split large parties. Honestly, anything over 5, maybe 6, I think you really need to be prepared that you're going to need to split up into 2 reservations. For some funny reason, like doing a group of 5 and a group of 4 works great for 9 people, but doing 9 people just will not happen. So, because of a new change, oh, a fairly recent change, you can't make 2 reservations under one My Disney Experience account anymore. So now you'll have to have 2. So just be prepared for that. It's something that you used to be able to work around by choosing a different adult underneath you for the first reservation, but alas, you can't do that anymore. So definitely be prepared and have 2 My Disney Experience accounts set up with 2 different adults on your reservation.
Absolutely. And yeah, with that, try really hard to get those 2 reservations within about 15 minutes of each other. And when you go to check in for the reservation, let them know that your parties are together and you would be so happy if you could be sat together or close to each other. And of course, Disney will do their best, no guarantees, but do their best to make that happen.
Yeah, I find that they're pretty accommodating with that as long as you ask nicely.
Yep, and are
Not all.
patient. Maybe it'll take a
Yeah.
minute.
Yeah. And also, like Megan said, totally not a guarantee, but I do find that it happens at least. So,
Yeah.
you never know.
And I think on the lines of this same tip is playing around with the group size. I think that this is where sort of the imperfections of the program come in, that you may be searching for a party of 2 and nothing comes up. But all of a sudden, if you search for a party of 3, well, now it's tapping into all those 4 tops that might be available. And all of a sudden, you will get a reservation.
Yep.
So, wiggling a little bit and then maybe modifying when you get there within reason can be another great way to increase your chances.
I've actually found regarding that if, like, I actually just this the other day, because I had a group of 2 and I could not get their preferred time for 2, but I could get it for 3. So I made it for 3 because it was like a couple of hour difference in what I could get. And then after I was done making their dining reservations, I went back and modified at that point, and I was able to move it down to 2 for the same time.
Wow.
I'm like, why?
Okay.
Like the first time 2, I could get like 4:30 and they wanted like 6:30. So I got 6:35 for 3 and then modified it down to 2 for 6:35. It's just like Disney dining can be funny. So just don't get discouraged. I think that's really like going to be our like key words here. Like, continue to try, continue to modify. Like that really is important. So
yeah,
we'll probably say it about 17,000 times more in this episode.
I think this next tip is a really important one too. When you're approaching your week's worth of vacation and how you're going to, what order you're going to get your reservations in, don't go in chronological order. Go in order of like hard to get. So those ones that we listed a minute ago, those should be the first ones you try for and kind of work backwards from there.
Yeah. Be persistent. That's something that we've, you know, I just basically just talked about, like, keep trying for reservations. People drop them, or, you know, try a different time period, try a different day. If you can be flexible, like being persistent, keep trying. Like I've almost always gotten what I need to, if I keep looking within the, especially if I'm starting to look in the weeks, like before my trip, it's usually when people start like modifying their trips and like maybe dropping a reservation and picking something else up. So, being persistent can be really helpful in getting what you want.
Yeah. And that can lead right up to the day that you're on the trip. Like,
oh yeah,
there could be people that no-showed their reservation. So it never hurts to just walk up to the podium and see. So
yeah. Yeah, definitely.
This is a great tip if you are staying on property, because as we mentioned, you get to do all of your reservations on that for your whole trip on that 60 day out. So if you put your hard to get reservations towards the end of your vacation, you're going to be fighting less people for those for those reservations.
Yeah. This one is super important and something that I don't think everybody knows. Children under 3 still need to be on the reservation. If it is a living, breathing human person, it needs to be on the reservation. This is, I believe, because of fire code reasons. But yeah, this doesn't for any single, they won't charge you if it's Cinderella's Royal Table, if it's under 3, or for like buffets and things like that. They won't charge that child, but they still need to be included in the like seating for the reservation.
Yeah. And I think this gets confused with Disney because kids under 3 are free. You know, you're not buying their tickets, you're not paying for their hotel, but they do still need to be on the reservation.
Yes. Yep.
Another tip is to be courteous. Don't hoard reservations. So help
don't
people
out.
Don't
be that person.
Yes. Don't be that person. You know, it's fine if you need to over reserve initially and think it out a little bit, but once you know you're not taking something, cancel it so someone else has the opportunity.
Definitely. And we've already talked about this, but it doesn't ever hurt to walk up on the day of and double check if it's something, you know, if it's a last minute thing. We've had luck with that occasionally. John and I have walked up, we walked up to Beer Garden and got in within less than 10 minutes. My mom and I have done that over at Tutto Gusto in Italy, at Epcot. You know, it's certainly not a guarantee. And if it's like a larger party or if like it's a popular restaurant, like you're most likely going to have trouble with that. But if it's a small group and, you know, it's maybe not the most like popular restaurant, you might have good luck. So
another great way to be persistent is by checking Open Table. There are tons of Disney restaurants that are available not only through the Disney website, but also on Open Table. So cross check and you may find there's more availability on that site.
Yeah, I've had some clients recently get the Boathouse using that. So when it was not available on my Disney experience.
I think we got CityWorks that way, you and I.
Yeah, we did. So, I've done Morimoto Asia that way. I think it's mostly at Disney Springs, but yeah, just give it a check. So this is important. Do not make a reservation in a park for a day that you're not going to be in said park, because you won't be allowed in. You know, you have to have a ticket for that park in order to eat there. You can't just say, oh, well, I have a dining reservation, but not have a park ticket. That's not how it works.
Yeah. So not only do you need
to eat in a park, you have to have a park ticket.
Correct. Correct. And don't schedule your day too tightly. You need to allow some time for your reservation, to get to your reservation, all of the above. So I like to at least give myself an hour to get to the reservation, particularly obviously if it's not at the park you're at.
Because
you just, I mean, buses can be held up. It takes a while to walk places. So be sure to sort of think that through.
Yeah, definitely. So while you can check in 15 minutes early via the app for your restaurant or for your reservation, as long as you're like within a certain area of the restaurant, they won't let you do it if you're like in a different park or something. But be sure to do that because you will probably still wait a bit for your table, even beyond that 15 minutes. Sometimes you'll get lucky and you might get in a few minutes early, but you will typically still wait. I mean, it's Disney. There are a lot of people going to a lot of restaurants literally every day. So, you know, give your wait staff a little leeway there. Obviously, if you're waiting a very long time, you might want to go check at the podium, but you know, 5 minutes is probably going to just not, you know, you're going to wait probably at least that.
Yeah. And then our last tip is if you think this all sounds like a nightmare, remember that by booking through a travel agent like Jess and I, we do this for you. It is one of our complimentary services that come along. So we will set that early alarm clock. We will strategize our approach and we will, you know, as best as we can, get you everything that you want or put something even better in place. So
yeah,
it's a huge, huge perk of working with an agent.
It is. And if you're, and I'm like crazy person because it drives me crazy if I can't get a dining reservation for someone. And I like obsessively check until it's time for them to go because I just can't take it. It really bothers me.
You are going to get it.
You will get this dining reservation. But I think a lot of us are like that. So, but yeah, definitely do that. We would be happy to help you.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's switch gears. We have 2 weeks plus worth of news to catch up on. So where do we begin?
Well, let's begin it back at Epcot. Soarin' Around the World has returned. Soarin' Over California went back to California or is going back to California. And Around the World is back. So
yeah,
I have to say I'm pretty happy about this, to be honest with you. I prefer Soarin' Around the World.
And I've heard there's no changes. There were some rumors that maybe things were going to get changed with its return, but from what I'm aware of, it's the same as it was when we left. So
excellent.
Other news over at the Walt Disney World Resorts is that the Easter egg displays are up. So 'tis the Easter season at Disney.
Yes, they look really beautiful too. So definitely check those out. A little Disney Cruise Line news, dress shorts are now acceptable at Polo. So prior to this, you had to wear dress pants into the Polo restaurant, but now you can wear shorts. So, you know.
This is so funny. I don't know if you recalled from my live, like the dress code thing on cruises and Royal Caribbean it was such a heated debate and like the different Facebook pages of people that just were adamant, like, how do you wear shorts to dinner? And others like, oh, wear what I want. And so it's so funny that it's such a big topic, but
people are funny.
I wonder how they feel about Crocs. Cause as you saw, that's what my family was sporting on formal night.
Love it.
The classy it. Gibsons. All right, let's talk about some promos. We'll start over at Disneyland. So guests can save up to 15% off select rooms at Disneyland Resort hotels on Sunday through Thursday nights from March 11th to June 6th. Of course, this is subject to availability and restrictions. And Disney Visa card members can save up to 25% on select premium rooms at Disneyland Resort on Sunday through Thursdays during those same dates of March 11th through June 6th. And this is bookable now right up till June 3rd.
Very nice. While we were, you know, taking a break, but Megan was traveling and doing everything, 2025 packages for Walt Disney World decided now would be a good time to drop.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I think we had less than 12 hours in advance notice, maybe 24, but it was very soon. And also it normally drops in June. So this was like a much earlier, different experience. But alas, they are available. So if you are wanting to book a 2025 package, it is now available for January through October. So if you would like help booking those, please feel free to reach out to us. And also, in addition to that, they announced that there is a Walt Disney World Water Park perk throughout 2025. Guests staying at a Disney resort hotel can enjoy admission to one of the water parks on check-in day only, included with your stay. So if you happen to be getting to the hotel in the morning, that might be a nice little thing to do if you would like to.
I love this. I mean, of course, it'd be better if you could use it anytime during your stay, but I think this is cool. Like, I mean, why not?
If you get there early, it's better than nothing.
It's better than nothing. And I think there's a million people that go to Disney that have never been to one of the water parks. Yeah. So I think this is a great way for Disney to hopefully get some more people in there to see how great they are. So,
and then maybe book it and
add it on next time, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Reservations are now open for 1900 Park Fair over at the Grand Floridian. So that is a new reservation to add to the list of potentially hard to get, since there are some unique characters there.
Yeah. And then starting April 2024 at Walt Disney World Resort and Disneyland Resort, Star Tours, The Adventures Continue, will be taking guests on some all new adventures. These new additions will feature characters and locations from some of guests' favorite Disney Plus series, Ahsoka, Andor, and The Mandalorian. So I'm really excited because I believe this means Grogu is going to be
in it.
And I'm going to be very happy.
More baby Yoda wherever I can get him.
I love him so.
Also starting April 5th, the Season of the Force will arrive at Disneyland Park for a limited time through June 2nd, 2024, with Hyperspace Mountain, themed food, beverage, and merchandise, and more.
Sounds pretty fun.
Yeah.
I would like to see Hyperspace Mountain. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Also, for DCL, Marvel Day at Sea has been announced that it will be returning in 2025, which I know is making a lot of people very happy because they quite enjoy that little sailing. So
yeah,
we don't know exactly when it will be yet, but it is returning, which is nice to know.
Yeah. And then hot off the press, we have some new ticket deals. So Disney just released three different ticket deals that are good for spring and early summer this year. And the first one is one that we saw last year, which is the 4-day four park magic ticket. Here you can experience 4 days of magic and thrills across the Walt Disney World theme parks when you purchase a specially priced four park magic ticket, starting from just $99 per day, which brings it to starting at $396 for the 4 days plus tax. So the rules with this is that you need to go to all four parks, you need to do 4 days, and you can just go to each park once.
Yep. So, and yeah, no park hopping, blah, blah, blah. You can, if you go to Epcot in the morning, you can leave and go back to Epcot in the afternoon. That is confirmed. So it's not like you have to stay there until you can't come back. But yeah, you do have to go to all four parks. There's also a 3-day three park ticket. So this is valid for admission to Hollywood Studios, Epcot, and Animal Kingdom theme park only. This starts at $89 per day plus tax, with the total price at $267 plus tax starting. So you can still only go to one of the parks per day. So you have to go to each park and, you know, not go park hopping and all of that still. But
not Magic Kingdom? Like, I fell for not seeing the fine print on that one. I was like, wow, this is amazing. But I mean, that is a very small number of people that are going to skip Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? I mean, I guess if you've gone a lot, maybe you skip it. I don't know.
How can you skip it?
And for like the price difference, it's like, I don't know, for like $10, it's worth it.
Yeah. Yeah,
I guess. So,
I mean, if that works for you, great deal, of course, but.
All right. In addition, there is also a Florida resident Discover Disney ticket available. So if you are a Florida resident, that is definitely something to look into as well.
And I
shall
know
we move on to a little, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I know I said we were going to wear our Disney hats today, but I think we need to put on our Universal ones because there's some news there that's worth mentioning.
Yeah. Shocking to no one, Universal so released 2025 packages, but only from January through April of 2025, that are available for booking now. So that's interesting. Do you have thoughts on that, Megan?
Well, I think they felt like they had to put something out since Disney did, but we're waiting for some much bigger news coming out of Universal. Yeah. Like, I don't know, the opening of another theme park. So
yeah,
perhaps this means that it will be after April.
Yeah, I'm like fingers crossing because I have potential clients that want to go in June and want to do that new park. So I'm like,
I can't wait till we get that announcement. But yeah, very, very exciting.
But for now, if you'd like to go before May, then, you know, you can book it now. So please let us know.
And also at Universal, we got a little more details about the new DreamWorks Land that is opening as soon as summer of 2024. So that is right around the corner.
Yeah.
This looks just so, so cute and such a fabulous update for that area that was getting a little outdated and tired.
Yeah.
So there is going to be a Trolls Troller Coaster, which looks so adorable.
Oh, cute. Roller
it's
coaster.
Going to be a family-friendly coaster. So perfect to attract some of those younger Universal guests. And I think in that Trolls area, there's also going to be Poppy's Playground.
So cute.
So cute.
They're also going to have Po live, so you can meet and talk to Po on a digital screen and learn Kung Fu and play in Panda Village. So sounds like it kind of is going to be like a Turtle Talk with Crush kind of situation, which I personally think is fabulous. So I think that'll be really fun. I love Po. He's very cute.
Yeah. And then lastly, there's some stuff themed to Shrek. So you can meet Shrek, Fiona, and Donkey, slide through his swamp. And then I think there's going to be like Shrek's Playground. And then they said Shrek's Swamp for little ogres. So
so cute.
Really cute.
Yeah. So it looks like it's going to be a fun little area. I actually peeked over the little construction walls when I was there, and it was coming along pretty well. So I'm not surprised it's opening this summer.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of really beloved DreamWorks characters. So the fact that they're going to be represented all in one place, more meet and greets. I think there's a new live show. I think that's going to be just a wonderful thing. Like I said, like people are always concerned about their little ones going to Universal. So I think
Having a whole nother area in addition to Seuss Land in
and
Islands
the Minions
of Adventure.
So like they're definitely
it's gonna be nice.
Working on that. Yeah.
Totally.
Well, that does it. So do you wanna end us with our tip of the week?
Yeah. I mean, we've already talked about a lot of this, but I think having a game plan on which dining reservations to book first is super important. Make sure the night before you check your login information to make sure it's all working properly and that you have a credit card linked. Those things will help you tremendously in the morning so you don't like panic and have to do it then. And our biggest pro tip is I prefer always to do everything, but especially dining, in incognito mode. For some reason, Disney's website likes that better. I don't know why. I am not an IT person, but they just do. So I have a lot less issues when I do it that way. So it's a little pro tip from us. All righty. Well, I think that does it for our show today. Are you looking to book a vacation? We would love to help you. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Simplifying the Magic, or you can email us at simplifyingthemagic@gmail.com. We are here to help answer questions, give advice, or just to say hi. And we would really love it if you could head over to iTunes to leave us a review. It really help our show get out there and grow more and allow us to bring you more content. So yeah, we'd really appreciate that. So take the trip, because there is a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
And your next vacation is just a dream away. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.